Well, I'm a rule bender, I like to say. So, you know, it's always how you do things as well. It's not the action itself, but it's how you go about doing something. But if you're in an organization or a company that you find things are just not being done the way they should be done, you need to speak up. And I think women have some fantastic ideas. We've got great heart, and I think it's important for our ideas and our voices to be heard. And I think maybe the rule to break there is that speak up. Don't just sit back in silence and be like, well, maybe it's not my place to say anything. We need to speak up. I think it's happening in our political environment right now. Look at the Congress and Senate and all the females that are running for office. I think it's starting to happen. Our voices should all be heard. You asked about the sexual harassment. I think it's important for us to be able to teach women to speak up in the moment. Certainly if they speak up in the moment and that continues, then they have to use the resources of their HR department and attorneys. And I just had a young lady share a story with me, and I was so proud of her because she took care of something when it happened, and she didn't need anybody to do anything about it. She just wanted to share it with me, but she took care of it. And I think that's what we need to teach her, empower our women, young and old, to be able to stand up for themselves and to make sure that stuff doesn't happen. When things happen, you just have to pause, and you just have to know that this too shall pass, and you just have to find the positive. I mean, I've had I could tell you stories, like I said, Marion, that would curl your toes.
Well, tell me one of them.
I worked for a really large company, Fortune 500 company in the 80s. I was the office manager. So this was back in the days when there was something called dictaphone, like talking to the machine and you transcribe. And my boss, wonderful leader, and I'm still friends with him, he left a tape for me to transcribe, and I plugged it in, and it was a sex tape. And I'm like, whoa. When he got back from out of town, I walked into his office, I picked up the tape, and I said, I really don't think you want me to transcribe this. And I walked out, and he never did it again. Because he knew, oh yeah, don't mess with her, just to see it. Because he was always, you know, flirting with me and stuff like that, which, you know, I was always just like, you know, laughing at him. So, not laughing
which
at
was
him.
But that was kind of the culture back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, big time, you know, yeah.
Especially if you're somebody's assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it's just in another woman I know had another situation. She was an executive assistant for a very large company. And her boss kept, you know, putting his hands on her shoulders and touching her. And she was very uncomfortable with it. And he traveled a lot. And this went before cell phones. So, you know, they had to call the office. So he traveled out overseas. And he called the office like at midnight where he was. And he was drunk. And he was telling her he wants to get her in bed and all these kind of things. And she just hung up on him. And then the next time his wife called the office, she said to him, by the way, your wife's on the phone. And just remember, she calls here a lot. And he never did it again. So those are the kind of things that, now could me and her go back 30, 40 years and try to have a lawsuit? Well, why? We handled it. You know, there's no, and so I think that's what we have to make sure that we're doing moving forward is handle it.